الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. عند آية كريمة الله تبارك وتعالى has stated a reality and effect, and like the whole Quran Sharif is, Allah's talk is very positive and very clear. There are no ambiguities, no unclear things. It's very clear. And it is necessary we open our hearts to accept that words of Allah, which are so absolutely clear. And the Quran Sharif has proven itself so many places to be the absolute truth, which nobody can deny. Not a Muslim, not a non-Muslim, not an atheist also. It is what the Quran Sharif has explained, like the formation of a baby in the mother's womb. 1400 years ago, when there was no, the term gynecology did not exist also. There were no x-ray machines, there were no scans and saunas, nothing. But the Quran is explained more than, just like somebody said, a hakim told, that when we check the pulse of a person, our examination is more accurate than the scans also. How much they would scan, what they make out, to what is not right in a person or whatever. He says just by touch, feed the pulse. We are more accurate than them also. So the Quran Sharif is so accurate that with all this modern technology, wherever science has reached now, with so much of technology and everything, the Quran is still ahead of that also. And not only in this matter, Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, that we will show them our signs in the heavens and the earth, the sky, in themselves also, within yourself also. And the greatest place to find Allah Ta'ala is you yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, why don't you look in yourself and you will see Allah Ta'ala. And looking in ourselves, as some alim has explained very beautifully, we normally think of the material things, like air, oxygen, or in ourselves, our eyes, how they are functioning, our ears, our brains, all the parts of the body. But these are very minor signs. These signs are which are so big for us, and they seem to be the ultimate for us, but in reality they are the minor. The real big signs are to have iman on Allah. Without seeing Allah Ta'ala, to have iman on Allah Ta'ala. And the Quran Sharif, to believe in it. And not one, two ayats only, but the whole Quran Sharif. When from so many, in fact all ayats, you see the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif. And those things where your mind cannot reach, do not doubt. So when Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ, when you have convinced yourself that Allah Ta'ala is the absolute truth and Allah's Kalam, the Quran Sharif, is the absolute truth, then every statement of the Quran, accept it also in that same light. And so when Allah Ta'ala says that person who makes the intention of his life, the Akhirah, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ, the farm of the Akhirah, from a farm, you usually plant, etc., then you get your crops from there. So those who make the intention of gaining the crops in the Akhirah, that is, they live their lives in this world for the sake of the Akhirah, those people. And this is the person Allah says in this ayat, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ, who just makes the intention. Each one of us, myself first and foremost, ask ourselves, have I made my intention of life the Akhirah? Or am I living a life without any intention? I'm just living my life. I get up in the morning, I'm a Muslim, so I make namaz also. Then I get ready, I go for job, I job the whole day. The evening again, I come home, eat, etc. and then I sleep. And in this matter, in case that we slip up, that whatever we do, Islam is a beautiful religion. That it isn't only teaching us the namaz, roza, masjid, hajj, umrah, Ramzan, etc. Everything, our day-to-day functions also. Whatever we do, our eating, sleeping, our resting, whatever work we do, job, shop, whatever we do, try and do it always with three things in mind. The one is, first and foremost, make our aqidah correct. Usually in jamaat, or like when we have our islahi jalsa, we have the salana madrasa jalsa, and other occasions also, then usually for eating, the etiquettes of eating are explained. That you should share the plate, all the different etiquettes they had explained. But the first thing is aqidah. Aqidah must be correct. This food is not going to fill my stomach. It is the command of Allah. Allah is the creator of the food, and Allah is the creator of the effect of the food also. And the effect is not in the food. It is in the control of Allah. Sometimes we experience ourselves. We eat so much, you say, I'm not just getting full today. Sometimes you just take one or two bites of food, you say, I'm full. So it is by the will of Allah. When Allah wants to give you that satiation, that you are full, Allah Ta'ala puts it. So that must be first, our aqidah must be correct. Secondly, our intention must be correct. Whatever we do, like for example, you want to make qailula for the afternoon, rest in the afternoon, siesta. So make your intention is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali said that to make this qailula, and if tafsir the hadith, qilu, fa'inna shaytan la taqilu, or kama qal alayhi salatu wasalam. Make qailula, because shaitan doesn't make qailula. Shaitan is too busy to mislead people. So he doesn't make qailula. But for you, Allah Ta'ala give you a life, take it easy. You make your qailula also. And make it with the niyat of sunnah. That is more virtuous, more sawab than making tahajjud, which is nafal. So, but that is if the intention is there. That is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first, and then also the aqidah first, that it isn't my qailula that can freshen me up, and I can feel nice and ready for more work, but it is the command of Allah. So the aqidah must be correct. Then secondly, the intention must be correct. And when we now get refreshed after resting at night, making qailula, then make the intention that you're going to use that for the sake of deen. For deen's sake, for preparing our akhirat, the crop of the akhirat, we're going to use it for that. And then the third thing, then comes the etiquette. We will do it according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which is the method also, and the various du'as also we will read accordingly. When we want to eat, we will read the du'as. Today, unfortunately, most of us, when we eat, we don't even say Bismillah. We all take it for granted, I read Bismillah, and ask anyone, do you read? Yes, I do read. We take it for granted, that how can't I be reading Bismillah? But actually, tell somebody to watch you, your wife, your child, that whenever I eat, do I read Bismillah? And then take his report and see what he says. After eating, even more or less, Alhamdulillah, illadhi at'amana, the famous dua. There are many duas after eating, but the famous dua, very few of us read that dua after eating also. During eating, we don't remember Allah. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. And it comes in the hadith, Allah is very pleased with that person who takes a morsel of food and makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the one famous dua also we should try and read also after eating. Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amani hadha at'am. ورزقنيه من غير حول مني أو كما من غير حول مني ولا قوة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That by that dua, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgives all the sins of that person. Ulama have said even the major sins Allah Ta'ala forgives. But we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. We get so engrossed in eating that we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. And this is unfortunately across the board, all fields of people. We get so much. In our mashuras also, we don't read the sunnah du'as when deciding on something. No, insha'Allah. And insha'Allah is such a valuable formula that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam slipped up one time, Allah Ta'ala blocked wahi for revelation in some riwayat up to 40 days. And this was the most hardest period on Nabi salatu wasalam. How the enemy had caused injury to Nabi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Taif in the battle of Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tooth became shaheed. He fell down in a hole. How not difficulty. But the hardest he say was when there was no communication with Allah Ta'ala. Wahi was blocked. Why? Just because he didn't say inshallah one time. And we hardly ever say inshallah. Another thing also very much, we get saved from some problem or something. Whatever it is on the road, at home, or any other thing, you say, lucky I did this, lucky this happened. Lucky doesn't do anything. Lucky does everything upside down. Lucky, he haven't got iman also. What is he going to do for you? By Allah's fazl, I got saved. Allah saved me. Though I'm so bad and that, but Allah saved me. But this is so much on our tongue that we don't realize it also. And when somebody has to tell us, especially the first time, we get like surprised. What's wrong? What's wrong in saying lucky? But what does lucky do for us? Lucky does nothing for us. Allah Ta'ala is the one, the doer of everything. So we have to try and check. So, man kana yuridu harthal akhirah. Who has made an intention. Like for food, we don't read Bismillah generally. Like for after eating, we don't read the dua. When we want to intend doing something, we don't say inshallah. And also one very important thing, many of us, something happens, we make dua. Ya Allah, solve this problem, whatever. When all the children are gone out, till they don't come back, we worried. They must be safe. Now when they have come, we don't make shukr to Allah, that you brought them safely. We forget to make shukr. Anything else, we got some pain on the finger, toe, anywhere. Then we taking medicine, we doing treatment, everything. When it gets right, we forget so much about it that if somebody ask us, you had that problem, which problem? It's gone out of our mind. We didn't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala also. So we should learn to make shukr also. So one thing, see for ourselves, and now think as we are sitting here, for me, myself, what is my intention of life? Have I made an intention for life? Or am I just living my life? Like a cow gets up in the morning and it starts making its sounds and starts eating grass the whole day, or any other animal or any bird or anything. Am I also just the same? Or have I made an intention? Many of us, we haven't mentally made the intention that for dunya. We haven't made, but practically, we are working only for dunya. Our nice house, nice car, upgrade my car, upgrade this, upgrade everything, whatever we have, want more of dunya. But we haven't made niyat. And niyat is the first thing. Innama al-a'malu bin niyat. All actions will be judged according to the intention. And how many actions we do, but we don't make the intention. We all have come for majlis tonight. Who of us made intention? Why are we going? Or is it just that it's Tuesday night, majlis night, so we're going for majlis tonight? Or have we made intention for what we are coming? Like that, basically, hopefully, inshallah, in my mind, everyone's mind, at the back of the mind is for our islah. But have we refreshed that niyat, or we just came away? That we're just going for majlis now, it's Tuesday night. So we have to go for majlis. So intention. So innama al-a'malu bin niyat. All actions will be according to niyat, the plural. So that means you can make many intentions. In all our work that we do, we can do, we can make various intentions, and you will get your reward according to your intention. We get up in the morning, just say our buzurgs. Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once told that in the morning when we get up, if we make the intention that Ya Allah, today whole day, and include till mort, my niyat is to fulfill all your commandments which are directed towards me. So already you get the sawab. If a person, for example, we all made Maghrib Namaz, and if we made a niyat that I'm going to make Isha also, and I'm going to make it with Jamaat, I'm going to make it in the Masjid, then from that time already we're getting the sawab. Perhaps we don't live to make our Isha, but we got the sawab already. So if we make our niyat for our whole life, for all our amal, we will get that sawab. And oh Allah, all the things that you have forbidden, which are haram, which are not permitted, I make niyat, I'll stay away from all that. Already you get the sawab. So just imagine, it is possible after making the niyat you still fall into guna. That will be a separate issue now that you have committed a guna. But there you got the sawab already of not committing guna. So niyat is a very important thing. And so many buzurgs have reached what levels and great heights all on their niyat and intention. If we go and see our lives and the lives of the buzurgs, we've got 24 hours every day, 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month, their lives are also the same. But how do they excel? It's not all of them that a lot of amal they do, but by niyat. And not only buzurgs, like a person, ordinary person, you don't recognize him, you don't acknowledge him as a buzurg, as a great pious person. But you don't know what position he's got by Allah. And there are many such people. In the eyes of the people, we don't regard that person as anything. But in the eyes of Allah, he's got great, great position. And how many of them are just because of their niyat, their intention? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then our maqasid, what is my purpose? That was our intention. And what do I want in life? That, oh Allah, I want you. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, towards the end of his life, he should read this in abundance. That, oh Allah, Allahumma kullana, you become ours. Waj'alna lak, and make us yours. That is in different many aspects that, oh Allah, you become ours. If somebody devotes himself to you, like a slave devotes himself to his master, he does everything for his master. Like that, if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, and Allah makes us his, that we are nobody else's, we are only for Allah Ta'ala. And we devote ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. So like that, there are many maqasid also that we can do. Our islah also, akhirat also, and namaz also, and the khidmat of deen. There are many maqasid that we can make, that we ask Allah Ta'ala. So by niyat, a person reaches very, very far. Outwardly, what is amal? It doesn't seem that he has done much amal. But by his niyat, he has reached great, great position. For example, a person makes this dua, which is also an intention also. That, oh Allah, all the people in the world, all jinn and ins, make them all Muslims. Tell Qiyamah who is going to come. So you're going to get your sawab according to that. In fact, so much it comes that a person, man radiya bi amali qawmin fa huwa minhum. Any person who is happy, radiya, he is happy with what some people are doing, he is part of those people. So all the good that is being done, till from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time, right through till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, till today, till Qiyamah, if we make niyat that all the good that is happening in the world, some places Jamaat work is taking place, some places Darul Ulooms, some places social welfare work, somewhere Khanqah work, whatever good work which you love and which is correct, where jihad is taking place, etc. And we just were happy with all that. We are like part of them. We were not present in that time. We are not present now, wherever. The Palestinians, mashallah, how they are fighting back. In spite of so much of the attacks on them, but how they are still fighting back. Or anywhere else also, any good work that is taking place. We are happy with that, we are part of them. And the frightening part is the converse, the opposite of it also. That any bad that is taking place, like some musical show, or some sports event, and we are happy with that, then we are part of that also. Any guna work that took place sometime in the past, or going to take place in the future, or presently is taking place, and I'm happy with that, we get the guna of that also. So with the good things, we will get this reward. So niyat is very, very important. So make niyat. Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirah. A person who makes niyat of the farm of the akhirat. Make that our niyat, that I'm here in this world for akhirat's sake. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ja'ala al-humum hamma wahidan. A person who made all his worries one worry, hamma al-ma'ad, the worry of the akhirat. Kafahu Allahu hamma dunyahu. Allah Ta'ala will see to all his needs of dunya. And a person whose mind and thought goes to all things of dunya, then Allah says, I don't care where that person goes and get destroyed. Allah protect us all. So, niyat make it of akhirah. Unfortunately, we don't make any niyat. But practically, our lives are for dunya. That everything in the house must be right, my car must be right, my clothes must be right, everything, my earning must be right. We are worried of dunya all the time. And so a person who just made the niyat, Allah says, Nazid lahu fi harthi. We give that person more already. We will now open the ways and make it easy. For us to work for akhirat, it's not easy for us. Akhirat, we haven't seen akhirat. We don't know what it is. It's only whom Allah gives tawfiq. That person then, Allah will make it easy for him now. And there are such people that have got the whole day, like drug addicts, for example, Allah protect us all. They got no work. They just, wherever they are, in what condition, they got all the time, but no work be accomplished. Nothing, they don't do anything. So when Allah gives barakat, then in little time, a lot gets done. And when Allah Ta'ala removes barakat, then you have a lot of time, but nothing gets done. Time just goes like that. And we can see, for example, how commonly the situation is. Monday to Friday, we are working, going shop, job, everything. Saturday, Sunday, free. But what we do? Nothing. At the end, Sunday night, check ourselves. What did I do? The time just went. I didn't do anything. So make the niyat of akhirat. Man kana yuridu harth al-akhirah nazid lahu fi harthi. Wa man kana yuridu harth al-dunya. And a person who makes the niyat of dunya, like that, perhaps we haven't actually made the niyat of dunya, but practically we are just working for dunya all the time. So a person, man kana yuridu harth al-dunya nu'tihi minha. We will give that person some minha. Min tab'idiyya, according to Arabic grammar, we'll give him a little bit of it. Not so, he might think it's a lot that we have given him. He will be happy, but from our treasures what we have given is very little. To understand that with this small little example. Slaughterhouses where they slaughter chickens, etc., or any other animals, whatever, and they want a halal certification. And who gives them that halal certification, they pay them for it. And they pay them a big amount. But what they paying them, and on that certificate, what they making, this is not even a fraction of what they are making. So what Allah says, I'll give you, what Allah will give, will be a lot for us. But it's hardly a fraction what is by Allah Ta'ala. And the serious thing is, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِن نَصِيبٍ. In Akhirat, he will have no share. He will be completely, nothing there will be there for him in Akhirat. A person who made dunya, so the love of this dunya, this is a killer. Hubbu dunya, the love of this dunya is the root, ra'asu kulli khatiyah, or kama qala ris, is the root of all sins. And today the love of this dunya, each one of us check how much isn't it within us. That we cherish the dunya, we love the dunya, we sacrifice everything for the sake of this dunya. But for that person, Allah says that in Akhirat, he won't have any share whatsoever. So we have to work very hard on this, to see that our intention and our preparation is for Akhirat. Make that our object of life, and work towards that. And in the process, ask forgiveness for our shortcomings, etc. And ask for acceptance from Allah. And where we fall short, make tawbah and istighfar. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody can make Allah's ibadat as we are supposed to. Make Allah left the doors of tawbah and istighfar. And have full trust and hope in the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. No matter what my condition is, but Allah's mercy is very, very, very great. May Allah bless us all with that, inshallah.